Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. As the summer is slowly waning in the garden, make your reservations to visit at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. You'll need your mask and your reusable water bottle, then come out to enjoy the changing of the seasons in the garden. One of the best things about heading into the fall season is the number of beautiful and interesting seeds that many of the summer blooming plants produce. As you walk through the demonstration vegetable beds, you can't help but notice the beautiful bits of fluff floating on the breeze. These are the seeds being released by the dried artichoke heads. Earlier in the summer, these were beautiful hot blue blooms, and now that they've dried out, the seeds dance like ballerinas on the breeze. In the beds just next to the artichoke is a beautiful Maximilian sunflower in full bloom. The stalks of this plant will die back to ground level each winter, but the next season is just waiting in the roots for the spring warmth to bring the plant back to full glory each summer. If you head across the paved walk to the lower meadow, you'll see that other hybrid African daisies are sending up new blooms for the fall and winter along the border of the lawn. In both pink and white, these African daisies should bloom through to May. This is a great time to take a path from the lower meadow to the formal rose garden. It may be the ending of summer, but there's plenty of beauty in the rose garden. If you take a look at the toyon bushes, also known as Christmas berry or California holly, the plants are heavy with berries. In the 1920s, the state of California had to pass a law to protect the toyon plants from being over-collected as they were used as Christmas decor. Then, in 2012, the city of Los Angeles adopted toyon as the city's native plant. It is, after all, the plant that the city of Hollywood is named after. When the toyon blooms in the spring, the flowers feed many of the garden's butterflies and moths. Now, over the next couple of months, as the berries ripen and turn red, they will feed the mockingbirds, American robins, and even the coyotes. There is also a gorgeous red rose, the Rosa robusta, still showing plenty of color. This is a single rose of about 4 inches in diameter, but it blooms in clusters of vibrant color. The bushes start blooming a bit later in the spring than the other roses, but they will continue until winter, making it a great choice for an accent plant or a hedge. This time of year, the praying mantis is making home in the blooms while hunting up its prey. Since praying mantis lays its eggs this time of year, it is the perfect time to get very up-close look at them. The praying mantis is an insect family of more than 2,400 species worldwide in sizes from your little fingernail to a man's forearm. While not dangerous to people, they do eat a variety of other insects, including smaller praying mantis. They also eat lizards, toads, and some will even eat small birds, including our much-loved hummingbirds. The mantis are amazing hunters, a skill aided by a flexible neck that can swivel the head around almost 180 degrees and 5 eyes that can see clearly up to 60 feet away. Scientists also think that they may see in 3D just like people do. See how many praying mantis you can find in the garden. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.